This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics, puzzling about the new Labour government and what it is that is their vision and where are they going. And Joe introduces me to a British saying, jam tomorrow, which doesn't make any sense until you realize they're talking about jam, as in strawberry jam, as in grape jam. Jam tomorrow, promising. And yet, Labour doesn't look to be promising anything but no jam tomorrow. Here's Joe to explain this very Britishism and at the same time, Labour's challenge. More of this later tonight.
Well, I think that, Britain has this concept of the idea of jam tomorrow, this notion which may be left over from rationing in the war that things might be dire right now, but we will have jam tomorrow. You know, we'll be able to get the good, sweet stuff later. Labour's pitch right now seems to be jam never. They're doing this oddly dour, pessimistic talking about, talking down the economy and talking up how miserable people are going to be as a result of all of the taxes and the spending cuts and the belt tightening and the rest of it. And as you point out, Rachel Reeves is at the forefront of this because she is the Chancellor of the Exchequer, is the one who is in charge of the money in the new Labour government. She's the equivalent of the Treasury Secretary. And I think that, what's going on here is that they campaigned basically on the idea that Labour would be a safe pair of hands that voters could trust with the economy and with the public finances. And so she is absolutely determined to not do anything that's going to scare anyone, including not scaring investors. And that's limiting her scope for action. And so that tends to produce these speeches that seem very forceful, and also very unthreatening if you're sitting on a trading desk somewhere in the City of London. But that will tend to be rather uninspiring if you were an ordinary voter who wants to know what the government is going to do to get the British economy out of its chronic malaise.